Jacaranda FM. Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
Prepare for a day with heavy rain. There's a yellow level 4 warning for disruptive rain over the northern and eastern parts of Mpumalanga and parts of Limpopo. For Gauteng, a yellow level 2 warning for heavy downpours. Morning fog can be expected along the Mpumalanga and Limpopo escarpment, and the mercury is also dropping cool in places. Pretoria today up to 22, Joburg 21, Mbombela up to 19, Emalahleni 20, and Polokwane 18 degrees.
Yeah, as Khadra mentioned, the roads are very wet and it's causing massive accidents and queuing traffic everywhere. Bedford View N3 northbound, a collision before Galuli Interchange, queuing traffic. And a mid-round on the N1 southbound, that collision before Allendale Road is also causing queuing traffic.
Johannesburg Mayor Dada Morero says he's satisfied with the talks with Eskom to identify critical issues regarding a billing dispute. Joburg has agreed to pay the current bill of about 1.44 billion rand, while Eskom has withdrawn the notice to cut electricity in December. And while world leaders meet for the COP29 climate change discussions, the news that the carbon footprint from private jet travel grew 46% between 2019 and 2023. Carbon dioxide emissions from private aviation peaked over the European summer and around major global events like last year's Rugby World Cup, the Cannes Film Festival, and ironically, UN climate summits. The study by researchers from Swedish, Danish, and German universities found that only 256,000 people on Earth use private jets. And with that, looking at our business news. The rand has slumped about 2% against the US dollar, caused by international headwinds that include a lower gold price, the stuttering Chinese economy, and while traders keep an eye on US President-elect Donald Trump's future policies. This morning, the focus will shift to the release of the local unemployment data for the third quarter. The official unemployment rate stood at 33.5% in the second quarter. And in Asia, traders struggled this morning to bounce back from yesterday's losses in most markets. But Bitcoin isn't struggling, continuing to soar, reaching a new record of close to $90,000 this morning. A dollar at 17 rand 94, a euro 19 rand 10 cents, a pound 23 rand 5 cents, gold at $2,623.01 per fine ounce, oil at $71.74 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadra D'Souza. There's more news at 7.
Well, some football news to kick things off. Bafana coach Hugo Bruges has called up Stellenbosch FC winger Devon Titus to replace the injured Mihlali Mayambela. Mayambela, who plays for Aris Limassol in Cyprus, will now miss the two crucial AFCON qualifiers away to Uganda on Friday and South Sudan in Cape Town just a few days later. Hugo Bruges, meanwhile, has shockingly said he'll walk away from the national team if they do not qualify for the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations. With just the two qualifying games left to play, South Africa do have one foot in the competition and would secure their place with just one win out of the two.
You know, when we lose two games, 5 minutes after the game, I'm on the flight to Belgium. You can be sure of it. You can be sure of it. If we can't win, okay, Uganda, but not against, at home against South Sudan, I tell you, I take immediately the flight and you will see me never back again.
Let's hope that doesn't happen. They just need to get one win from the two. Ruud van Nistelrooy has left Manchester United after not being given a new role in the new manager, Ruben Amorim's backroom staff. The 48-year-old Dutchman took over at Old Trafford on an interim basis after compatriot Erik ten Hag was sacked. And the Proteas women have rested all-rounder Marizan Cup for their upcoming T20 series with England. The World Cup finalists are set to host Heather King Knight's side from the 24th of November for ODI and T20 series, each comprising three matches, followed by a one-off test match. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's your Jack of Sport.
How seriously should we take his threat?